be a green call button here. I'll answer. Okay, go ahead. Thank you for calling the Florida Abuse Hotline. This is Passion. How can I help you?
That's Passion Ellis, who works for a Florida Abuse Hotline. Under the old system, data was collected by hand on paper forms, and investigators at times had to do double the work. But under the new child abuse reporting tool called FSFN, or Florida Safe Families Network, hotline counselors like Passion can get all the necessary information needed to proceed in one online location, which cuts down on the workload for child protective investigators.
And what happened?
She tapped on the door because the child was telling me that she slapped her on the hand.
The teacher's assistant?
The teacher's assistant, yes.
Okay. Which hand did she slap her on? Is there any type of discoloration, any bruising or swelling to the left hand?
Passion is one of about 300 employees who takes these types of calls and uses the new system to work hand-in-hand with investigators to make sure everything runs more smoothly. But that wasn't always the case.
What we found originally is the hotline was measured on speed versus accuracy. And in taking calls of about abuse and neglect, it's not about speed, it is about accuracy. So we need to change the mentality of how we go about collecting information.
Florida Department of Children and Family Secretary David Wilkins received millions of dollars from the legislature to hire more hotline counselors and child investigators, as well as enhance the hotline in a response to the horrific death of Nubia Barahona, who along with her brother was abused by her adoptive parents. Only her brother made it out alive. The department found that a lot of the problems that led to Nubia Barahona's death were because of its call center.
You know, with Nubia Barahona, there was a long history with that child. And so what had happened that day is there was a call coming in, but they didn't have access to all the past history, which showed, you know, we had numerous calls before. There was also a separate call coming in from a different reporter. So there was a mandated reporter calling in and another reporter. Those two calls weren't connected in terms of pulling that information together.
He says inaccuracies and incorrect information led to multiple investigators being sent out. Those investigators often did not coordinate with one another. But Child Protective Investigator Lana Hawkins says that's not the case anymore.
Technology improvements here at the hotline have made a big difference in that we don't get duplicate people and duplicate reports. So we don't have investigators in the same office running around trying to look for the same family and wasting time doing that.
Investigators can now get up-to-date information on the background of a family. The hotline center is also available 24/7 for investigators so they can appropriately place a child with a relative as opposed to the foster care system at any time. Last year, the Florida Abuse Hotline received about 430,000 calls. More than 70% of the calls were about child abuse. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.